Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healing Lot Show. We're going to be talking to street evangelist Brittany Skelton, and it's going to be awesome to speak with him. I want to welcome everybody to the show. We do these shows from time to time. We used to do this twice a week, but we got more of a video footage thing that we do now. It's on YouTube, the Healing Lot Show on YouTube. So we're everywhere now. It's actually called the Healing Lot Ministries. We do conferences, we do radio, we do a little bit of everything nowadays. It's touching people. And we had one of the awesome things that happened last weekend, that we did a conference last weekend, and we actually invited Dave and Patty Loggie down to May, North Carolina, which is actually my hometown. And I normally have this in Hickory, North Carolina, and that's where we normally have all the conferences and stuff, and all the evangelists come to Hickory. But this time, I really felt to bring it to May, North Carolina, because anytime you have a conference and you bring the glory of God into this conference, it touches your community. It touches your community. I've really push for everybody to have events in their own community, because it brings the glory of God in that community, and it makes a change to that community, because it does a lot of awesome things. And that's one thing I really feel that God is putting a lot of foot soldiers on the street, praying for the sick, healing the sick, and saving the unsaved, because He wants His glory in our streets. Because, as you know, our streets right now need the glory of God. It needs the saving grace of God. It needs God touching our streets, how things are going nowadays, and He's touching our country. So, you know, and one of the biggest things is that I went to Pete Cabrero's School of Identity, Royal Family International, and I met a lot of people there. And JP was one of the teachers and one of the co-writers for some of Pete's books. And he introduced me to this new young guy, Brittany Skelton, and he was a fighter, cage fighter, all this stuff, and turned his life to the gospel and doing street ministry. And I want to introduce him. How you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing amazing, man. Amazing.
It's awesome to have you on the show today, man. And one of the things that I've noticed about Brittany, man, he really has a devotion to the Lord. It's like an everyday life thing. And one thing that I've really noticed is what Pete tries to teach his students is to live this thing out. What he teaches, he wants you to live this out. And a lot of people that go to that school, they do bring this home, they live it out. Some of them don't. But there's some that really grasp what he's teaching, and they live out the gospel. And that's one of the biggest things is living out this gospel and put it into your life and watch it manifest. How did that rub off on your life, Brittany?
Well, when I was, I think it was last year, around March, February, March, I was starting to study more. I felt God calling me again. I really hadn't made a full decision to be all the way in the body of Christ. I was just searching and seeking for answers. And my younger sister had found a YouTube video online. And it was one of Pete Cabrera's videos where he was doing amazing things. Well, when I saw those videos, it really sparked my interest, because I, like most people, have skepticism. When I saw it, I thought this might not be real. You know, we actually know them by their fruits. As I watched, the Holy Spirit pulled on my spirit and soul, and just told me, like, yeah, man, this is the real deal. So I started watching a couple more videos from Pete, and I started adopting some of his ideals and understandings what the Bible said. And then I saw that it was not just his opinion; it was actually scriptural that what he was saying was true. So about a month later in April, I made a decision to go out and to the streets and apply what I had read and not be scared and, you know, put it all on God. Like, you know, if this is real God, then you'll show up. And the first person that I laid hands on, she could barely even walk. She had a torn ligament in her like upper groin area, and she couldn't walk, couldn't sleep for like the past 2 days. And we spoke the word over. We didn't even get to touch her. We just spoke the word over because she didn't want to be touched. You know, we just continue saying, by His stripes you are healed. You know, the word of God will not come back void. By His stripes you are healed. In Jesus' name you are healed. You know, and it went from a 10 all the way down to no pain at all, and she was able to walk. So the first one was a progressive healing. But it showed me that, you know, the word of God is true. It just showed me that. And after that moment, I walked down the street with my buddy, and 13 more people got healed, you know, instantly in the name of Jesus. So it was just amazing. And I didn't get to meet Pete till a year later. You know, I wanted to go to the school and find out what I was missing. And once I got to the school, it catapulted my mind into a whole other way of thinking. And it's all scripture. It's all in the Bible. It's not like, you know, Pete got a revelation that was super over the top amazing. It's just he started reading his Bible. So, you know, anybody listening, if you're not reading your Bible, read it more. Slow down your study and just read and ask questions to the Holy Spirit. Why does it say this? Why does it say that? And you'll start getting a whole lot of answers.
Amen. Amen. I know one of the biggest things that I really get is, you know, a lot of people have been going to Bible study for years, but they go there to hear a preaching. They don't really go to understand and listen closely. And Bible study is actually more than just reading and what did John say and this and that. It's actually listening to what the words of Paul, what the words of Jesus is saying, and actually intaking it into your heart and having the Holy Spirit to give you a deep revelations of that. And it's a lot more to it than just reading it out loud and just listening to it and going on. And that's why I feel most Christians are doing. They don't really take in what the Bible is really saying. They're not really putting their thinking cap on when they do that. They just read it and as is a story. And one thing that Pete, that I really learned from Pete when I was in the school, he's needing help with his life. He's needing a change in his life. There's a lot of things that was going on in his life, as most of us, and he was needing the Word of God to help change him. As I understood, he was listening to audio Bible and all type of things, and just trying to partake, you know, the Word and trying to get that into his being. And it gradually changed with him going to church, him going to Bible study. There's all type of things that he was going into that was changing him, but he was needing help. He needed help from the Lord, and he was desperate for help. And once, I believe that when God put this healing ability on him, it's like it was given to him, and he was going out praying for people, but he wanted to know more. He wanted to know how to teach people this, and nobody could really teach what was going on with him. So he had to dig in and find out for himself. There was nobody to teach this. He went all over the United States trying to find, you know, healing evangelists that could teach this, and none of them could teach it, none of them. Some of the best couldn't even teach it correctly. So the Holy Spirit put on Pete to learn to teach it himself. So that's kind of how the School of Identity got started. He had to learn to teach it himself. And through that, he's teaching many a person how to do that. But Brittany, can you start out with your testimony, how you got introduced to the Lord, how, you know, the Lord really grasped you?
Well, my mother was a believer. She really, truly believed in God, man. And when I was born, she had already started her journey. So it's kind of like I inherited, you know, this Christianity walk. The thing about it was, though, she raised us in the church, in the Bible, not really in the church, because she was seeing things in her life, miraculous healings of her own body and things like that. And she was speaking in tongues. And when she went to these churches and told the pastors what was happening, they told her, that doesn't happen today. You know, you might be speaking devil talk and things like that. So she had to keep us away from churches. You know, she continued to study the Word of God, you know, and she watched Frederick Casey Price from Everlasting Faith Ministries in California. And she would watch him, and she was being confirmed everything that she was feeling and she was, having going on in her body. Like, she was a smoker since she was like 16 years old, and in 87 she miraculously got healed. Her entire lung system got healed, and she had prayed the night before, and she said the next day when she took a puff of a cigarette, it burned her like as if she never smoked cigarettes before in her life. You know, so there's a lot of things that we've seen in my family, and she just kept us. She kept us. My mother kept us. And there's so many testimonies about miraculous healings and overcoming sickness in our family. Like, the devil's been trying to kill my mother since day one. And she's had so many different things come upon her. And all of us, we were all attacked because my mother was faithful. You know, my mother's faithful walk sanctified us. So I was exposed to God and Jesus and the Bible all my life. But when I turned 17, I was really in a place of carnality. And I told God, you know, I had enough knowledge to tell God, you know, I don't want to walk this walk anymore. I want to do what I want to do. you know, and I said, so I know that the blood will cover me. Oh man, I know the blood will cover me. And when I come back, God, you know, I'm going to give my life to you. But until then, I'm about to shake it in the club and, you know, have sex with these girls and do whatever, you know. And then, but it was so crazy because before I finished talking to him that day and make that decision, I said, but you know what would be real cool, God, is if I could see the miracle working power of Jesus before I get to the age he was on the cross. So Jesus Christ died at age 33 on the cross. And when I was 32 years old, I saw my first, you know, healing manifestation. And my mind has been blown ever since. The last 10 years, I've been back and forth over the fence with God. You know, on one side, I'll be dedicated and stuff will get right. And I'll jump back over the fence. And, yeah, man, this year, last year, April, it was it. I threw it all in and basically been in for God the entire time.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you jumped in for Christ. I mean, I really feel that, you know, Paul even dealt with that. He dealt with, you know, fight his flesh. And, you know, he even talked about, you know, hey, he said, I want to do right, but I do wrong. And he was constantly walking and trying to fight that and trying to walk the footsteps of Christ. I think we all do at times. And, you know, we see it, we're like, oh, man, we're doing so messed up. But we got a lot of people that's, you know, in the body of Christ that does the same thing. We're trying to learn, you know, the Lord still loves you. Pick up where you were and go about your journey. But I really feel that, you know, the enemy will come and prosecute you over that. Well, look what you did. You just messed up. God ain't going to like, I mean, you hear that whole scenario going on in your mind. But the Lord says, I love you, pick up your pick up your shoes and go and do my will. And I really feel that we all go through that. That's a good lesson for all of us. We all fall, but we all pick it up and we all go forward with the Lord. And it's awesome to see a guy like you just to go out here and get into that. I want to get into a lot of your martial arts stuff. When did you get into martial arts and all that stuff, man?
When I was about 13 years old, I was excited about it. And my mother, she scraped money together that she had, and she sent me to school, or sent me to a karate school for a little while. And once I did that, it never really left my heart. So I would train independently, like watching Pete's video. He told me some things over video, and I was able to reproduce what I saw. Because I just believed that I could. And I believe that's a gift that the Lord gave me. That's a gift that he gave me to be able to watch and just do. But when I couldn't go to karate anymore, I started watching Power Rangers. I would watch Bruce Lee. I would watch Jackie Chan. And I was just drawn in by this thought process of battle. Always loved battle. Mm-hmm. Never really wanted to hurt people. I just liked the amazing art of it. So, you know, as I got older, when I got to my 20s, I was able to pay for training for myself. So I did Taekwondo for like 6 or 7 years, you know, and I became a black belt in that. And then when I got 27, I started fighting MMA and cage, you know, because I wanted to see how these actual moves work. Like, a lot of times they would tell you in competitions, you know, can't kick to the face, and, you know, can't punch to the face. And I thought, like, you know, why learn this if you can't apply it? Why learn this warfare if you can't apply it? You know, if you're trained and I'm trained, we should be able to, you know, hold ourselves back in the case that someone could possibly get, you know, seriously hurt. And that whole mindset of martial arts, I believe it bled and poured itself into study with God and walking this thing out. Because when you're doing martial arts, you have to learn that training is part of the lifestyle. Walking out the martial arts lifestyle is going to help you grasp hold of it. You can't just be a practice training martial artist. You have to take it home and digest it. You have to learn your forms. Well, the same applies with, you know, walking with Christ. you know. So,
amen.
Just being out in the streets constantly, it built my confidence. As just same as going to these competitions where, you know, you're constantly seeing different adversaries and different people that you have to fight against, and persistence and training and understanding that there's a technique to this thing and there's a confidence to this thing. And you exhibit that, you radiate that confidence when you walk into competitions. People see you and you build a name for yourself. Well, it's the same way in the spirit realm. You know, it's the same way. So if you're a brand new guy, you don't know anything, and the devils know you don't know anything, but they still have to follow the rules. So, you know, it was just really amazing, man. So I still study jiu-jitsu. I still study jiu-jitsu, judo, and taekwondo. I still study, but it's a lot less now because I'm more focused on God, you know, and I want to use jiu-jitsu and be able to teach it. And just everything that I've learned, I want to be able to take it, build community, and be able to teach the principles and understanding of God through fitness and through self-defense, and it'll help build confidence in people. You know, when they feel like they can do anything in this physical world, I'll then show them that they can do anything in the spiritual world too. And it's going to be crazy, man.
Amen.
So the Lord is working with me to build some really big doors and open some doors up for some amazing opportunity for life. And just, it's awesome.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that. I took a keto for about 3 or 4 years, and he was talking about how, you know, you got to constantly learn these moves and these positions and all that. And I was kind of thinking, you know, hey, when I first started, I had to go to people's houses and practice with them. It wasn't like something that you just learned at the class. You constantly practice this to get your arms and your feet into the motion to be able to,
exactly,
to do that art.
Exactly.
And it was, I remember the first time that I started the class, and the guy said, "Won't you show up my house? I've got all the pads on the ground. We just, you know, we'll just go at it." And I'm there in front of people. I don't know what I'm doing. All of a sudden, I'm getting thrown around like a rag doll. I'm like, "What
right.
is this all about?"
Right.
And it's kind of like, you know, when you're walking out in the street for Christ, and you're new at this, and you're out here praying for the sick. And, you know, you're seeing some things and all this and that, but you come up against adversary, like the enemy is really fighting on this person with this sickness. And you're praying, and it's like you're hitting at it, and you're new at this. And you just don't got it all yet, but you're building it. And there's people out here that's doing this, and they're having a hard time. I'm going to tell you, folks, it's just like that. Once you gain that knowledge and you start building up that faith, you start seeing these things break off of these people. You start, you know, setting these people free. It's just don't give up.
Amen.
You see results.
Amen.
We've all went through that. And but, you know, even in warfare, like you was talking about, in warfare, in martial arts, and warfare in spirit, it's so similar. I mean,
yeah,
the enemy is watching you to look for your weak spots, to attack you and to attack, you know, the people that you're trying to protect. And you've got to know your word. You've got to know law. You've got to know your identity. You've got to know all this stuff where you'll be better at fighting the enemy. And it's just like warfare, man. It's just like warfare. And,
right.
It's identical. It's so identical. And I was talking to Brittany earlier this week. He says, when I pray for the sick and some demonic thing comes up, he says, I speak and it just runs. I don't even got to do no warfare. That's because you're a professional warrior, dude. And it knows that. And when it stands up, it knows this dude ain't going to play with me, bro. So it's like Jesus. When Jesus would walk on the island, when that dude that was demon-possessed came and faced him, in Matthew, I think, and it said, you know, you're the Son of the Most High God. What do you want with me? It's like it knew exactly who he was. It knew exactly where he standed. It was no ifs, ands, buts about that. And he said, be away from this guy. And he said, well, are you going to throw me into the abyss? He said, no. He said, where do you want to go? They said, to that school of pigs. And he said, go to the pigs now. And that thing obeyed him just like it. They know this demon knew who he was, and it obeyed.
Yeah.
When you stay, well, I try to tell people, when you stay in the Word of God, and you stay obedient to God and you stay obedient to that word, the enemy knows that, and he will listen to you a lot quickly. But when you don't stay in obedience to God and you're staying out of the holiness and all that, you're not going to have a whole lot of oppression, you know, running from you. That's why holiness and living with God and knowing your identity is so important
so
in your
important.
Life.
So important.
So important. But it's awesome. Can you tell some of your experiences on the street, brother?
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to that real quick, what you were saying, experiences with a guy. It's really important because it's just like training and fighting. If you don't train for weeks and weeks and weeks and then you go into a fight, it's like you might still have it, but it's a lot more difficult when you don't keep that mindset. It's a mindset. You know, so as long as you're in the mindset of smashing the devil, you'll always win. And if you're always practicing, you'll never get rusty. You know, they call it ring rust. So if you're out there every day, if you're out there every day and you're making sure that you're setting people free, not because it's an event, but you see someone hurt, sick, tired, whatever, you just give them life and you'll see people change constantly. So, yeah, don't miss an opportunity. The Lord sends you people constantly in your life. He'll just send them to you if you're obedient. If you're always training and destroying the works of the devil, he will always send you people. So just give them God, and God will do the rest. So experiences out on the street. Oh, man. I had an incident one time. I'll tell you the story. It was crazy. It was the night before or the night of Valentine's Day, and I had not gotten my wife the rest of her gift yet. So I waited till she went to sleep, and then I was about to go to Kroger's and go buy flowers, which is a local market here in my place. Went to Kroger, but before I left, the Holy Spirit said, watch some Pete Cabrera videos. I was like, okay, you know, because I was going to leave at exactly 11. But instead, I ended up watching videos till 4 a.m., and I was like, oh, no, I got to go before she gets up. So I left the house, and when I get to the Kroger's, there was a lady laying down, asleep in Kroger. She was asleep. And I asked her, was she okay? You know, I've been walking a little bit in the spirit, and just every day if I saw someone who I felt was, you know, in need, I would ask them if they were in need. And this lady said, she's okay. You know, I said, okay. So I came back after I got the flowers and stuff, and I asked her if she needed a ride. She said, yes. I said, okay. So it was awesome, and I was going to help her get home, but she had someone with her, and the lady she had with her was in a wheelchair, one of those mechanical or you know, automated chairs that they have at the stores at the supermarkets. And I said, that's cool, you know, we'll do what we have to do to get her, you know, home as well. Come to find out, this lady had been burned in a house accident, in a house fire like 8 years ago, and ever since she was burned, she had weakness in her legs and pain from that day forward. I asked the lady, had anyone ever prayed for her or, you know, tried to heal her? And she told her to no avail. No one has ever been able to do anything. This is God's will for me. I said, well, you're gonna learn God's will tonight. So they got my car, man, and I was driving them home. And as I was driving them home, I just was preaching the word of God to them. And I started speaking to the lady, and she started crying in my back seat, because all the pain that she had in her body had totally left. It totally left. And, you know, it was just amazing. And she was able to stand on her own accord. You know, she was – her pain left. Now, she still had this scar, you know, and I believe that God wants us to be able to move us to places where we can totally restore people from, you know, limbs being gone. If they don't have – if they have scar tissue or damage or whatever, that will go as well. But this moment was just so amazing to her, because somebody that she didn't know who just loved them out of, you know, just practical love. I didn't expect to see a miracle. I'm going to be going home in a moment. I'll give you guys a ride. And come to find out, she was completely broken, you know, and she had all this skewed idea of Jesus and God and the Bible and what women's place is. And, you know, I just smashed all that stuff, man, and just showed them that God loves them, you know, and it was just awesome. And that was just like one of the things that happened like last year, February, or earlier this year, February.
That's awesome. I know, you know, walk on the street is kind of awesome. We went on the street last weekend. We went to the mall and we let a lot of people loose in there just praying for the sick. And my daughter actually went with Patty Loggy and some of the women out, and we just parted our ways. We just went all over in the stores and got to pray for some people. We found some people that wasn't expecting us, but you know, when they came and heard what we wanted to do and pray, they was very open. And we had a lady that was at the cash register. It was two ladies, and this one lady was covered in arthritis. She's having problems with her knees, her arms, and all of that. And we asked her, would she want prayer? And she's very open because she was Pentecostal and everything. She's very, very open to this. And we prayed for her. Instantly, she got healed. It was like the pain that I was going through is gone now, and she's praising the Lord and stuff. And we started walking on down the aisle from that, and we got to the pillow and bed section and all that. As soon as I got to that section of JCPenney's, I think it was, I started getting a headache, and I was like, I didn't have one before I came here. There's something was going on here. So I just had to work it out, figure out what the Lord was wanting me to do. So we just started walking down the aisle, me and Dave, and Dave went to the restroom because there was a restroom over the corner. As soon as he went, here comes this lady out from my office back in the bathroom, and there was like a bathroom, then an office, and a lot of things down there, and she came out of the office. And as soon as she came up to me, I said, do you have any problems? They were out here praying for the sick today. Do you have any issues? And she was like, yeah, my shoulder.
I got a headache.
Yeah. She said, oh, my shoulder. We prayed for her shoulder. I prayed for her shoulder, and she looked at me with big eyes. I said, what's going on? And she walked off. It scared her. And it went on to getting with the headache. They came out, and there was a lady that was selling the bedding and stuff, and I started talking to her, and I said, ma'am, do you have any sickness today that I can pray for? She said, no, but I had a headache earlier, but I ate Bojangles, and it went away. But my mother has cancer. Yeah, she said, my mother has cancer in the hospital, and I need prayer for my mother and my family. I said, bingo. The Lord is wanting me to pray for her and her mother that was in the hospital with cancer. So we prayed over her and prayed for her mother and prayed for the family. And she said, thank you. And she felt the presence of the Lord coming over. So we're just waiting to hear from that. But the Lord was wanting me to come and go in that section to pray for her and her mother. There was something deeply going on with her mother in that hospital. And they was just needing a touch from the Lord. And that's what I really feel that the Lord was trying to do, is trying to get us through this lady to pray for her and her family. And as I say, you know, we're all open doors for the Lord to come through and touch people. And it could be anything. I mean, we could see legs healed, or we can pray for their families or whatever, and it's always open for the Lord to touch them. So that's just a little bit that we had going on that day. We had a lot, and a lot of times with our conferences, we don't really tell everybody everything, because you got to come and experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's awesome. But man, it's awesome on the street. How do you pour your ministry into your job and stuff?
Oh man, I just pour it. I just pour it all over stuff. Now, What happened was when I finally started seeing people healed out on the streets, I went to my boss and I told him, like, you know, I kind of just told the guys at my job what happened, and none of them believed me. None of them believed me, and it was just crazy. But my manager, he had a torn rotator cuff, torn and destroyed for years, since I had first worked at my job at Grater's Ice Cream. His shoulder was just busted. So I was like, man, can I pray for you? And there was another guy in the room as well when it happened. And he said, yeah, sure, you know, whatever. You know, prayer, you know, people always say the same thing. You know, it never hurts to pray. Prayer, all prayer helps. But they don't ever expect something to happen. I prayed for him, man, and I laid hands on his shoulder. And he had total restoration in his shoulder. And, like, it took, like, 3 minutes to totally manifest. But he was able to reach his arm up and over his head, no pain. And then he came back like every other day or so, and was telling me that he was able to play baseball with his son and able to swim now. And it was amazing. He's not had problems with that shoulder since, for a whole year and a half, man. And It was just crazy.
Amen.
So it was I was released from the bondage of religious rules at my job, because once I laid hands on him, somehow it got back up to my manager's boss. And then a guy was injured later on, like that year. We were all in a group meeting, you know, safety, like, you know, be safe. You know, you guys, if you get hurt at work, you're not just hurt at work, you're hurt at home as well. And then he said out of nowhere, you know, this guy, you know, it'll be 6 weeks until he comes back unless Brittany goes and heals him. And everybody just looks at me. And I was like, on the spot, you know, so I responded like, you know, well, I was going to go pray for him, you know, but not because you guys need him back at work. You know, and it was just really weird. But from that day forward, no one's ever told me not to preach God. And a couple guys at my job, they say, you know, you shouldn't be preaching God, and I'm Muslim this, I'm Muslim that. I say, whatever, man. Like, go tell the management. Go tell the management that God loves you, and he wants to work in people's lives. And anybody that I have a chance to talk to about this, I will. If the person does not tell me not to talk to him about it, I won't. You know, and I've seen healings out of almost everybody in my job as well. Like, guys would say, you know, they would laugh at me and you know, scoff at me. But in private, they come to me and say, hey, can you pray for my grandma? Hey, can you pray for my aunt? Hey, can you pray for me? You know, blah, 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 blah. And it's just amazing how in the face of the people, they want to be like, you know, with the people. Oh, you know, I don't know Jesus. That's not, I don't know him. You know, like Peter. But in private, they love him so much, and they really believe in what he's doing. One of the guys who was like, one guy told me, you know, it don't work like that. You know, Jesus don't heal that fast. You know, you can't do that. You're not Jesus. And then 3 months later, he was asking me to lay hands on him, and he got instantly healed from flu stuff in his stomach and a headache instantly. And all I could say to him is, it don't work like that. You know, and like from that day forth, he never said anything else to me. He always listened to me. It was crazy. Another guy at my job, he always said that he was he would always tell me stop preaching the word of God. He would leave whenever I talk about God and things like that. And then one day, it was Thursday of last week, he was sick. I mean, sick with the flu. He was in the job. He had already called off. He was just sick. He looked green. And one of my buddies another one of the guys at the job, he always says stuff about the book, says how God is wrong in the book and that stuff like this. And he was like, you know, why don't you go pray for Todd? He's sick. I said, Todd doesn't want me praying for him. He don't want me even talking to God about him. So I won't. So the guy was like, hey, Todd, come here, man, come here. You know, Brittany said he'll heal you if you let him. He said, man, I feel so bad. If Brittany can heal me, man, he can do whatever he wants, you know. So I took him out to the hallway. I laid my hand on his heart, on his chest, and I commanded the thing. I said, in the name of Jesus, sickness, die right now. I speak life over you right now in Jesus' name. Die, sickness. I speak life. And 3 minutes later, I saw him. He was pouring sweat, and he was running around like as if he had this boost of energy. And then later on, he told me that he wanted to take me out to dinner, thank me so much, you know, that. And then the next day, he was completely healed. Like, so whatever it was that was attacking him was kicked out, you know, and he was recovering, but he was also given energy, and like his whole countenance changed. His color came back and everything. It was amazing. He was just like, yeah, man. And that same guy, I prayed for his brother and his mother, and they've seen his healing in their lives too. So, you know, that's just what it is, man. We have to understand that people are listening and they want God, but we can't be scared to lose our job because of, you know, how people feel. Like, the truth is the truth. And when you walk in signs and wonders and power, people don't really question you as much about, you know, religion, because it's not really a question anymore. It's like this guy, like, stuff is happening and people are being touched. You know, I hope that he won't talk to his God about me. I don't want him to, you know, I don't want him as an enemy. But, you know, they don't understand that I just love everybody, man. So I just continue to preach the message, and I've seen so many people, you know, want to learn more about God because of what my because of my testimonies. And I got guys, you know, whenever new guys come in, I always talk to them, and I just ask them how they're doing. And I know that the job brings pain and stuff because it's a hard job, and it allows me to administer healing almost every single time. And they're just like wowed and floored every time too. So it's amazing, man. It's just amazing. God is awesome. He's given me a platform to be a Christian man in a room full of men who talk about everything under the sun. You know, and it's like, man,
yeah.
I love you guys, and I'm studying for you guys, and I want you guys to be set free from all your, you know, everything, man. The lies of the world are holding you guys, and I want you guys to see God for who he truly is, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome, man, and I really believe that, and I really believe that God has an awesome thing that's going on in your life, and I think he's going to go far. It's just don't give up on it and keep going forward with what he's given you. And the biggest thing there is when you have a strong anointing like that is that you'll have adversaries, but don't let that get you down and just keep going forward, because God will do great things. Once he blesses you with little, he will bless you with a lot. And, I mean, he just does that, man, and it's awesome what he does. But what we're going to do, we're actually going to go to a break right quick. We're going to go ahead and listen to a song, and we're going to come back.
Awesome.
We're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for people, and we're going to be
giving
your information where people can get in touch with other people. We'll be right back with the Healing Light Show. Our song is going to be Overcomer.
On your mind, nothing really going right, looking for a raise.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. I got Brittany Skelton here, and I'll say cage fighter, turf fighter, fighter for the Lord, fighting the devil. And what we're gonna do right now, we're gonna go ahead and pray for the sick. Anybody that is sick, only thing I could ask you to do is just put your hand right there where your problem is. Put your hand on the leg. That's just identification that you're putting your faith into this. You're not just, you know, yeah, Hail Mary that something might happen. It's that you're actually believing that the Lord is gonna do something. And when you activate your healing, it's activating with faith. It's like when you're praying for the sick on the street and you ask them to walk to check that pain, see if that pain's gone, that's activating their faith, saying, Lord, I believe that you did this. It's different than sitting in the chair and saying, yeah, I know. And it's not really saying that you have any faith in it at all. And all through the Bible, the Lord talks about, you know, they touched his garment, and by their faith in the Lord, they was healed. That's because their faith activates the healing. And one thing that I've experienced, even in my, you know, in my ministry, I would have people that I would pray for, and I would see people with their faith would activate, and I could feel something coming from me to them because their faith was pulling out what the Lord had in me for them. So it's your faith has a lot to do with that. So I just want people just to put their hand where their problem is, and that's showing God, hey, I believe you're going to heal me, Lord. I believe you're going to heal me. It's just like television shows back in the 1950s. Put your hand on my hand on the television screen, and you will be healed. That's because you're activating your faith. And I just ask you just put your hand right there where your problem is. Go ahead, Brittany. Go ahead and pray if you wish.
All right. The first thing that I saw was neck problems. So I speak right now to anyone's neck right now. Neck, in the name of Jesus, be made whole right now in Jesus' name. I speak life right now in Jesus' name. Right now. Be totally restored. All range of movement right now in Jesus' name. Right now. In Jesus' name. Right now.
Just try that neck, all everybody. Right. Just move that neck. Move that neck.
All right. So just thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done. We just thank you, Holy Spirit, for being available and always being a co laborer with us, and we just say hallelujah. So Father God, I just thank you right now. I'm seeing wrist and elbows. In the name of Jesus, be totally set free right now in Jesus' name. Joint be restored and be renewed in the name of Jesus. Right now I command full range of movement in that elbow joint, in that wrist joint right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Jesus' name. I'm really feeling at this time that somebody has an upset stomach, and I command all pain in that stomach to leave. I command the stomach lining to be fully repaired and renewed. Now I command the virus to leave in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke the spirit of this virus. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. You have no authority. I command you to leave and never return to this person's stomach now in Jesus' name. I'm actually feeling a headache. I don't know whether it's a headache from sinus infection. I don't know whether it's a headache from some type of issue, but I command this spirit of pain and sinus infection, anything that's causing this headache, I command to leave them now in Jesus' name. Sinus infection, I bind and rebuke you, command you to leave their nasal passage now, leave their body now and never return. In Jesus' name, I command this sinus infection to leave. I command this chronic headache to leave in Jesus' name. You've got to leave now in Jesus' name. I command all pain to leave, and I command peace and life upon their mind and upon their body now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm also picking up some type of foot. I was picking up foot a while ago. In Jesus' name, I command anybody that's got foot issues, whether they broke their foot or something's going on, their feet just hurt, I command the foot issue to leave now in Jesus' name. I command all bones to be made whole, all muscles to be made whole, all joints, all ankles to be made whole now in Jesus' name. I command you never to touch their foundation, because foot represents the foundation of their life. I command whatever is upon their foundation to leave now In Jesus' name, I command their foundation to be put on the Word of God. I command wherever they have their foundation has been messed up, I command it to be corrected now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just correct their foundation. Put them strictly on you, Lord. Strictly on you now in Jesus' name. Just bring your power upon him. Just correct everything in their foot now in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brittany.
When you first told me about that we were going to do this, the first thing I heard was cancer. And I've been experiencing and seeing a lot of people with cancer. So right now, in the name of Jesus, if you have cancer anywhere in your body, I want you to place your hand wherever that cancer is. Okay, if you have cancer of the blood, just put your hand anywhere. It doesn't matter. If you have cancer, wherever you have cancer, I want you to put your hand on it. So we just thank you, Father God. Holy is your name. Holy, holy, holy is your name. So right now, I speak to that cancer. Cancer, you get out right now in the name of Jesus. You get out and you don't ever come back. I curse you right now. I hate you. Die in the name of Jesus. Be utterly destroyed right now in Jesus' name. I set you free from cancer and pain right now in the name of Jesus. Be totally set free right now. And I just speak to your mind and speak to your heart right now that you have peace and that the worry going to that anxiety go of this thing, that God will be totally setting you free right now in Jesus' name. Any tumors that are growing, I curse them right now in the name of Jesus, that they will never grow anymore. They will detach from the inside and be totally destroyed by the Spirit of God. Fire come down, destroy all cancer right now in Jesus' name, because the blood is more powerful than anything on this planet, and it has Jesus Christ attached to it. So right now in the name of Jesus, we destroy any cancer in the body right now in Jesus' name. And we just love you, Father, for what you're doing in this place today on this radio station. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And at this time, just send us some messages or whatever on the Healing Light Show page, and just let us know what you have experience, the healing that you've got from this, because the testimony is what really activates a lot of people and brings a lot of people to the Lord, is through your testimony. And when I want to get into the testimony bit is that me and my wife just came from a conference in South Carolina, I think, last year, and my wife got touched by Laura through an evangelist, and she got the joy of the Lord on her, and she really experienced it very, very, very deep that night. But on the way home, going back to our home, we started reminiscing about what she experienced and all that. And then what was so funny, the joy of the Lord hit our car. And I could barely drive because the joy of the Lord was so strong. It was the testimony that activated the time and place that that happened. So your testimony is very strong, that activates the power of God. You talk about what happened then, what, you know, about your testimony when you found the Lord, that activates to that time and place when the Lord touched you. It can touch other people through the testimony. And the testimony of the gospel, the story, a lot of people say, what is the gospel? Is that the whole book? No. The gospel is the story of Jesus Christ, his life. That's the gospel, is the story of Jesus Christ's life. When you tell people about him being born, about him being put on the cross, and him raising again, all for you. He did all that for you. He went through all that suffering for each and every body out there. And I really want to tell everybody, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, I ask you just to say this prayer with me and accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Just say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of all the sins that I've ever done. I accept that you died on the cross for me. I accept that you rose on the third day for me. And I accept you into my heart for eternity. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come within my heart forever. I say this in Jesus' holy name. If you have just said this prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ has just came into your heart and came into your life. And welcome to the family, people. Just welcome to the family if you just said this prayer.
Yes.
Jesus,
somebody
man.
Just got saved, bro. Somebody just got saved. Like, I felt it. Somebody just got entered into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Wow. I literally felt something like I felt more be poured into my spirit. That was crazy.
Amen.
Wow. That was crazy. Oh, wow. Wow, we just got bigger, y'all.
Amen.
We just got bigger. Oh, man.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Amen. And one of the things that the reason I do this on my show, I was talking to an old radio guy, a Christian radio guy. He'd been doing radio for years, and he told me, he said, Stan, he said, if you always ask people into the kingdom through your radio station, God will always bless you because you're always doing the kingdom's work. Never leave that out. There was, when I first started this, sometimes I would forget about different things. And this dude, this older radio guy, he said, you know, I always do this on your shows. And from then on, I've always introduced the kingdom and offered people into the kingdom of God at every show that I've ever done. So that's one of the big things is people come to the kingdom, come to the Lord, because if you come to the Lord, you get into heaven. You know, when you die, there's always the smoking or non-smoking, like some of these guys are saying, because you go to heaven or you go to the enemy. It's whichever way you want to go. And trust me, I want to go to the place where there ain't no smoking. That means you ain't burning. So, you know.
That's right. That's right.
It's smoking or non-smoking. Were you going to burn or are you going to be in paradise forever? So I want to be going to the paradise forever. I want the Lord in my life. And it builds a love and transforms your life. And, you know, learn to walk with the Lord. Learn to walk in holiness. Learn to do what the Lord asks you to do. And when you walk in this, he's really going to be starting to pour things into your life and starting to ask you to do things for him. And that's just praying for the sick and just doing different things. And I do ask you to get baptized. Go to a nearby church. Get plugged into a nearby church. And get activated into a church, and just have a relationship with a nearby church that the Lord guides you to. Let the Lord guide you to the church. Don't let people pull you to a church. Let the Lord guide you to the church, because he knows the church that will fit you, that will fit what you need. And when you go to that church, get baptized, folks. I'm telling you, get baptized. It's always real important. We can't baptize you on the radio, but they can, and get baptized. We really ask this. But I want to thank Brittany for coming on the show. It's been awesome today, brother.
Thank you, man, for letting me on here. Invite me to your house.
Yeah. And, Brittany, tell everybody where people can reach you if they want to know more about your ministry and what you do.
Well, you can find me on YouTube at Sons, S-O-N-S, of God Live, L-I-V-E, Sons of God Live on YouTube. You also can find me on Facebook, just Brittany Skelton, BrittanySkelton. And, you can hit me up on my email address, BrittanyLSkelton@Yahoo. And I'm always getting calls and receiving information from people who want prayer and need prayer. So, if anybody's in the Cincinnati Tri-State area, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Virginia. Always willing to come out and help get people kick-started so that they can start walking in power as well. I love going to churches and helping the churches get their minds wrapped around the new man, old man understanding. It really helps catapult you into, this disciple walk, this discipleship walk and this sonship walk of Jesus Christ. And invite me out, let me know what's going on, and I'll come out with all the material that I have, and be in touch with me. Remember, my hours are 9 to 5. I'm learning how to balance this with my wife and my life, and I haven't been a very good steward of being a good husband once this started happening in my life. And I really was being very selfish, because I was only focused on the Lord and focused on, the kingdom and focused on my personal growth. So I'm working on being a better husband, so I have to shut it down sometimes. But as much time as I have available, I do always give to the ministry. And I'm just shutting down and just making sure that I can do things appropriately, so. Walking into a new era of my life and a new era of responsibility. But other than that, people, just give me a call, man. Love me, and I love you guys.
That's awesome, man. And I kind of tell everybody about the Healing Life Ministry. We are a live ministry. We do conferences. We do we pray for people, and we do radio, and we do videos. The Healing Light Show's on YouTube. Go to the Healing Light Ministries on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. And we also got the Healing Light Conference. You can go to the Healing Light Conference, to our conferences. You can invite us out and to do a conference, whatever conference. We do teach people to go out the street and pray for the sick, kind of like Brittany was talking about. And we do invite people to come on the show that walks in the power of God, that would like to tell their story and their testimonies. We love to do that. And just reach me on Facebook. And if you want to reach me through email, it's reverendstan.ss@gmail.com. And just send me a message. Hey, I want to go on your show. Hey, I want you to come to our church to do an event. I do bring a band. I do have worship leaders that comes with me. So, if, you know, it's a whole package deal. And what's so very awesome is once you do a testimony on my show and you're on my show, you're also able to come to our conferences and teach in our conferences. It's always been like that. So,
hallelujah.
You know, it's a package deal. And the only thing we do, the Healing Light Ministry, is what we do. We promote the power of God. That's one thing that I've really opened this thing is promote the power of God. And what this, what we do, we show you that Jesus still works today as he did 2,000 years ago, but he works through you. He works through his people. So just hit us up online and go to Healing Light Show Blog Talk. If you want to look up the Blog Talk Radio, go to Locate 77.7, look up Reverend Stan on Blog Talk Radio or Healing Light Show on Blog Talk Radio. I've got over 250 shows that you can look at. Any show that you feel pulled to, go ahead and access it and listen. And it's all free. There's no charge for that. It's all free. You can listen to any show you want to. I've got brothers and sisters all over the world that's been on this show that works in the power of God. And it's very awesome that I have been able to access these people. But they all carry something different that the Lord uses them for. Art Montgomery, he's one of older brother in the Lord that carries a lot of power of God. He carries the fire of God, and I've got a lot of shows about him. I've got Tom Fisher that's been on my show. He's a friend of mine. There's just different people that walks in the power of God that I've been enriched to be able to be around them and see what they do and learn what they do. And it's touched my life, and it can touch your life as well. Just check all these shows, and just let the Lord, you know, touch you through these shows, because it's awesome. It's awesome to see what God can do. And we also pray for people on all these shows. All these guests, most of the time, all pray for people. So just check out all these shows. It's awesome. And I want to thank you, Brittany, again, for coming on this show, and thank you so much for touching people out here through our ministry, man.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. You know, it's my reasonable, what did he say? Golly, it's your reasonable, it's what I do, man. I just love God. It's the most I can do, yeah.
Okay, so, God bless everyone, yeah. And we'll see you next time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All on your mind, nothing really going right.